Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
That's me, Sam Crowley. It's the Every Day Saturday podcast, and it's April 25th. It is a Wednesday. Not that it matters. Every day is Saturday where we come from, right? Loser. Did I just call you a loser? No, I called myself a loser. I got a question that came in. Want to read it and then respond to it? Sam. Oh, by the way. Do you mind if we get right into the show? Do you want me to read a bunch of sponsorships, promos, things like that? Or can we get right to the steak and just eliminate the sizzle? Okay? Sam, how do you combat losing? How do you deal with it? Failure. I'm paraphrasing. It's about a paragraph long. But basically, email came in. How do you deal with failure? Like, how do you stay motivated knowing, you know, that you might fail? Hey. How much time you got for this one? This is one of my favorite topics, failure, losing, because a lot of that, has nothing to do with you failing or you losing. It has to do with what you think other people think about you when you fail, okay? Let me say that again. Very rarely have I seen somebody not hit the mark, whatever that looks like in sports and business or whatever it is, finances, it doesn't matter. I don't see them being disappointed in that. I see people thinking about, oh, geez, what am I going to tell my wife? What's my husband going to think? I lost money in that investment. Oh, man, I told everybody that I was going to be famous. I told everybody that this business was going to take off, and now we got to close the doors on it. How am I ever going to tell my parents? And the list goes on and on and on. How am I ever going to tell? And then just fill in the blank. And you know that happens to you because it definitely happens to me. And when you stop, happened, past tense, happened, E-D, not with the S on the end. Because when I really, losing hurt and failing hurt the worst for me when I gave energy to other people's opinions about that event. Because failure is not a person. It's not a proper noun. As much as we try to make ourselves believe that failure is about us, it's not. It's an event that took place in your life. And I got news for you, too. That big win that you got, that wasn't about you either. I'm sorry. Because you can't take one and say, well, failure is an event. It's not about me. It's just a blah, 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 blah. Well, then when you win big, you can't take the credit for that either. There's so many things, so many people. For me, I try my best, not all the time, but I always try to give credit to God. You know, say, God, man, that was all you. I had nothing to do with that. Now, I sucked doing that up until just a few years ago, and I'm still working on that because, you know, it's a fallen world. We all want to take credit. We all want to blow our egos up, say, oh, look how great I am. Oh, I did that. I made that amount of money. I made that sale. I did that. Well, you didn't. I mean, you didn't. Now, does that mean that, you know, I'm trying to throw water on the fire? Heck no. Heck no. There's a balance there. You can't beat yourself up over a failure, a failed event, an event. No more than you can take all the credit and let your head expand because you know what happens right before the fall, right? Pride. Pride gets in the way and people get taken out of the game. I mean, I'm watching literally internet millionaires make asses of themselves on Facebook now after losing all their money. I mean, I can't even tell you it's a reality show in and of itself to watch these individuals who've done very well financially just lose their marriage or their friendships or business partners, things blow up. And why? Well, because they let that stuff just get to their head, you know? And then they crash and become suicidal because then the other thing is they've attached themselves to that brand, to that project, to that thing, and it just went away. I remember somebody asked me a question a while ago. I think this was at another event. I think it was my event in Cincinnati last year. You know, what do you think about, like, how do you identify with every day is Saturday? Or what would you do if you lost all your money? I'm like, I'd buy the zero-turn mower at Home Depot and go mow lawns. I've been saying that forever. Yeah. Now, whether I do that, I'd like to say I do that. I hope to do that. I don't hope. If I fail, I would do that. But then they're like, well, what about every day is Saturday? And I said, I don't know. I'd sell the domain, maybe get 10 grand for it. I don't know, 20 grand, maybe $100. I don't know. Whatever it sells for, it sells. Gasps in the room. I'm like, hold on a second. Wait, what do you guys all worked up? Literally a gasp fell across the room. I'm like, what are you guys all worked up about? Do you think that I identify with a domain name that much that if it meant feeding my family or paying bills or getting out from underneath bills that I wouldn't sell that domain name, especially if somebody was willing to give me a lot of money for it? You bet your bottom dollar I would. And I would just go build another brand when the time was right, when the season came into my life to do it again. I'm not married to that. Now, let me back up. I love the EverydaySaturday.com brand, the message. Obviously, my daughter started it by saying, Daddy is tomorrow Saturday. There's a lot of power there. I'm not saying that I would give up and be excited about it and never think about it again and walk away. I'm not that big of an idiot, and I think you guys would smell a phony coming from a mile away if I said that. Oh, I just walk away from it. But I'm not identifying my whole life with that domain name. I mean, it's just what I do. It's not who I am. And maybe somebody will take that and do something better with it. With all that being said, I have no plans of ever giving that domain name up, ever. Matter of fact, building it even 100 times bigger than it is now is the plan. But I'm just saying, so many people get identified with well, you know, my legacy is I built this and I built that and I did this and I did that. Well, you had a hand in it and you know, congratulate. You definitely took risk. I mean, you should be rewarded. You should be handsomely compensated, which you have been for that. But there's a lot of effort and a lot of people. And here's what I want to leave you with today's message is don't beat yourself up. And when people say, well, how do you get over failure? Because no more than I take all the credit for a successful product launch or this podcast or something else, do I take all the arrows that get slung when things don't go well. I just don't do it. It's water off a duck's back to me. And it really is. It really is. I'm not saying this to blow smoke. It really is like water off a duck's back when most of the time, 9 out of 10 things I try don't work. They don't work. But you don't need them to work. You only need 1 out of 10 things to work. Because if you swing for the fences every single time you're given an opportunity, you swing as hard as you can, 1 out of 10 times you're gonna hit it out of the park. But what if it's 1 out of 20? Does it really matter? What if it's 1 out of 1,000? Your dream isn't important enough to stick around to see what the other 900 are gonna be like, the other 900 swings are gonna be like. So don't give yourself so much credit for those huge, huge wins. Understand there's a lot of people that helped you out along the way. And when you're able to do that being humble and winning through humility, then when you fail, you're like, it's even easier. It makes failing easier because then you can relate back to, I didn't take all the credit when I had a great year. I'm certainly not going to take all the fault for having a bad year. It was just as much other people's doing as it was my own. And that's not kicking the can down the road by any stretch. That's owning it on both sides. Win with humility and lose with lessons that have been learned, man. And I'm not trying to be that creepy motivational guy that says, well, yeah, I learn every single time I fail. That's why I really – I do, though. I do learn every time I fail. I do learn of ways that didn't work, and I promise you – that I will never try those ways again. And there's only so many ways to do something. So if you fail and that way didn't work, there's only a few more left to try. It's like, let's make a deal. What that old TV show, the old game show. Door number one, failure. Door number two, failure. Let's say there's 4 doors. I think there was only 3 in the show, but let's say there's 4. Door number 3. Oh, failure. Oh, my God. I failed 75% of the time. 3 out of 4 tries, I failed. Oh, that sucks. No. Here comes your big win, baby. You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the prize, the grand prize, is behind door number four. I mean, it's been done. It's been process of elimination. And this will happen in your life over and over and over again in every facet of your life. Relationships, bad one, bad one, bad, great one. Business, failure, 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 win. It happens. You always win when you stay in the game. You never win when you hit the eject button and you go, and you're like everybody else out there playing the blame game, which everybody knows inside the word blame is lame, and the only one that loses is your dream when you start playing the blame game. It's the biggest loser game ever. Everybody loses that game. You know how you say, well, there's always a winner and a loser? No. There's nothing but losers in the blame game. Own it up, man. Own it. Take your share of, yeah, you know, I had a little bit of that. When you start thinking like, yeah, it was a little bit, you know, people, I remember, what was I thinking back? Is L.A. or Orlando, one of the, absolutely crushed it from stage. Huge sales day from stage when I was selling my product from stage. Came off the stage. Everybody wants to, oh, my God, you did amazing. Well, you know, it's just, I did the same thing a week ago and flopped. I don't know what it was. I didn't change anything. Nothing's different. You know what I think it was? The energy in the room. So I got to thank the promoter for putting great butts in seats. The people in the room were receptive to the message. They wanted to learn. And in turn, they turned into buyers because our energy was synced up, man. That's what a lot of work goes into those live events. You got so much work that goes into those. So I learned to do that. So when I flopped off stage, and there have been times, man, I'm telling you, more than I care to even brag about, but I got to keep it real with you, is there's been many times come off stage, one sale. One. How's that work? I sold 70 the week before. Hey, by the way, I want to encourage you before I sign off today, follow me on Instagram, at Every Day is Saturday, at Every Day is Saturday. Trying to put so much great content out there for you guys. So thank you for the engagement. Thank you for the direct messages. I try to give a shout out to everybody. I always send a video reply back to people who hit me up. Send me a DM. Let me know you're listening to the podcast. I'll send you a video reply back as my way of never wanting to get too big for the show. I always want to thank the audience and the people that listen, and you should do that too. Wherever you decide to stake your claim, whether you do brick and mortar business, online business, podcasting, video, writing, blogging, always engage with the people who are listening and that give you the one thing that they can't get back is their time and their attention. Thank you for giving me your attention. So follow me on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday, and I promise to keep the great motivation coming, the great inspiration coming. But understand this much, failure really, like, no kidding, all kidding aside, okay, no joke, failure really is just an event. All right, has nothing to do. You had your part in it. Yes, you did. You were there, okay? But it does not define who you are. Take your wins. Enjoy your wins. Don't spike the ball, okay? Don't rub anybody's nose in it. Win humble. And I'm telling you all this because I did it wrong my whole life. I'm trying to learn how to do it. Be humble when you win. Don't beat yourself up when you lose. And it's a great recipe for success. Are you with me? And your best days are going to happen, by the way, very soon. Very, very soon. Sam Crowley, I'll connect with you online, all right? Don't let this be the last time we connect. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.